Today we're going to talk about the importance of grace within our marriages.
God made you just for me, and me just for you. It's plain to see. He said bond and marriage start a family. That's why he made you just for me. God made you just for me, and me just for you. It's plain to see. He said bond and marriage start a family. That's why he made you just for me. Now God created.
Hello and welcome to today's episode of Our Legacy Marriages. I am your host, Carrie Braggs, and I am glad to be in the house. I hope you feel the same way. And so today we're going to be talking about that little thing called grace, about us being able to show each other something that we do not deserve, but we come to points in our points and times in our lives where, you know what, we're going to need that grace too. And so it's something that we would love to give and receive, because it is definitely necessary within our marriage, because we have issues, we have things going on, and grace helps bring about that balance. You know, I like to try to start off with things like this, start off with the definition of the word. So the definition of the word grace, it says unmerited divine assistance given to humans for their regeneration or sanctification, a virtue coming from God, a state of sanctification enjoyed through divine assistance. So this one really got in there and gave us the biblical definition of it. Because when you look at grace in the Bible, that's what it was. God giving us something we didn't deserve. We don't deserve grace. As the scripture says, the wages of sin is death. And so we deserve death for our sinful lives that we live and all of the sinful things that we do within our lives. But with God doesn't treat us that way.
That correct,
he shows us grace.
It will allow us to have the correct relationships with others.
Because if you think about it, if we can't have a good relationship with God, how can we have a good relationship with one another? So you just think about that. If we're not focused on our sinful behavior, our pride, our attitude, our, us doing things, walking in sin, if we aren't focused on those things and saying, God, I am wrong, I need to get these things under control, and I need to get back on track, then when we're in marriage, our spouse just doesn't have a chance. Because we don't see anything. We aren't focused on the right way things should go. We're just focused on doing what we want to do. And so you just think about that. In the scripture, it calls husbands to love their wives as Christ loved the church. And it called for wives to respect their husbands. And so you think about that. So if a wife cannot respect her husband, how much respect does she have for Jesus? Because honestly, I feel that our relationships with each other are reflective, once again, of our reverence for God. I'm loving towards my wife because God is loving towards me. And remember, it says that he is the bridegroom. And the body of Christ is the bride. And so he gives us that example of marriage and how the relationship is supposed to look. And so we're supposed to look at those things and take it to heart and live it out within our own lives through our relationship with him. And so because he loved me first, I love him. And within our walk with our spouses, we show that love as we're supposed to. It says that the husband is supposed to love his wife as Christ loved the church. And so therefore, I'm showing her the love of Christ that he has shown me. He has stood by my side. He has showed me that grace in the midst of my sinful behavior. He has shown me that grace throughout my life, even when I didn't know him and I was committing sins and things like that. He didn't let me die in my sins. He didn't allow me to be derailed in my life because of my sins. And I've done things to where, just like others, I could have ended up hurting someone. I could have ended up being hurt. I could have ended up in jail. I could have ended up dead. There's so many things I think back on when I was not a Christian and I did not know that God was showing me grace in the midst of my sins that I could have died. And so now that I'm a Christian, I'm married, I have children and all these different things, what do I look like now all of a sudden holding people's feet to the fire and like, hey, yeah, you did something wrong, and so now I'm going to bring the hammer down on you, or I have the right to come at you full force because you did something wrong. There's something wrong with that picture. It's just like in scripture when it talks about the king who forgave his servant's debt, but then that servant went out and found someone who owed him money and started attacking him and had him thrown in jail. And then somebody went back and told the king what he had done, and he brought him back before him, and he like, hey, what is wrong with you? I showed you grace. I forgave your debt. And the one who was forgiven, he was forgiven hundreds of thousands of dollars according to how much money was worth back then. And that the other person owed him maybe a couple of hundred dollars. And so the point of it is, you've been forgiven and shown grace about owing hundreds of thousands of dollars, but you turn around and you cannot show grace to someone who owes you a couple of hundred dollars. That shows that your heart is not in the right place. That shows that you want grace, but you're not giving grace. And I think that is the perfect example that we need to look at, especially within marriage, because we are both going to mess up. There are going to be times that my wife does things to step on my toes and she messes up and it needs to be made right. And there are going to be times that I step on her toes and I mess up some things and I need to make it right with her. But the thing of it is, sometimes when we are the ones who our toes have been stepped on, all of a sudden we just go all the way in on our spouse and just belittle them, berate them, and all of these things, to where it's just like, I can't believe you did that. It's just no room for grace. It's no room for understanding. It's no room for realizing that, hey, you know what? You're going to mess up too, and you're going to feel bad, and you're going to want some grace. You're going to want some forgiveness. You're going to want some love. And so if you know that you're going to be on the other side of that, shouldn't you show that grace and love? So when it comes time for you to be in the hot seat, that your spouse is going to say, you know what? Whenever we have issues and I step on his toes, or I may say something to disrespect him or make him feel bad or belittle him, he shows me grace. He has a conversation with me and tells me how it made him feel, how he feels I wronged him, and it allows space for me to feel remorse. It allows me to be able to realize what I've done and think about it and go back and apologize. And so if that's the case, then when it's on the flip side, then she'll receive the same thing. she'll receive that. She'll know, hey, when it was me, he showed me grace. And so now I need to show him grace. I'm upset. He stepped on my toes. But how did he deal with me in that situation? And I think most of the times we're not thinking that because we're just caught up in the moment. And I'll be honest, a lot of times we're being petty. A lot of times it's tit for tat. A lot of times is we're just waiting for an opportunity to go at each other and say, oh, yeah, remember when you did this and how you treated me and how you acted? Now look at you. Now it's my turn to get even. And so a lot of times those are the things that are going on. And so we don't handle things properly or lovingly like we should. But that's because we are not focused on grace. But when we are focused on grace, then that allows us to deal with whatever issues we have going on. But we show love, we show our understanding, we're forgiving. We say, hey, even though you deserve for me to go off on you right now, you deserve for me to tell you about yourself from head to toe. Because you have wronged me and this was a bad situation. But no, I'm not going to do that. And remember, that's the same way God is with us. He knows we are committing all of these sins and we deserve to have our legs whooped. He could easily say, well, you did that. You did that sin. Here's your punishment. But he seeks to show us grace to where we can understand what it looks like and what it feels like to be given something that we don't deserve. It makes you lean into the conversation a little bit more, especially in marriage. It shows love. It shows that you are upset about whatever it is that happened. It has to be corrected. It has to be dealt with, whatever the situation is. But grace always helps bring about peace quicker. Grace allows us to be able to work through things quicker, calmer. It allows us to really grow from the situation. Honestly, I mean, I know there have been times to where we have had situations where things have happened and things have been said to where we might not talk for a couple of days. And that's big for us because usually we come together and we work it out. We'll come up and just kind of say a joke or something with each other to kind of turn things around and turn that corner, because it shows that the other one is trying to wave a flag and say, hey, I want peace. Let's talk about this and get back on track with each other. But there have been times to where we no one waved that flag. And we were not loving and respectful towards each other. And we didn't speak for a few days. And at those times, I never liked that. I never liked when those things would happen. But at the same time, at least for me, within some of those situations, and I felt my toes were being stepped on, I kind of felt like that you should come to me with the conversation. You should try to set this right with me within this conversation, because I'm the one who was wronged here. My feelings are hurt, or, you know, I'm disappointed in what happened, and now I have to be the one trying to make peace. Oh, that's, you know, that doesn't leave a good taste in your mouth. But at the same time, you know, just because you were the one who were wrong, that doesn't mean that you can't deal with it in a proper manner to where grace is being shown. Because even within that, you did something wrong to me. You don't want to acknowledge it. You don't want to come straighten this out. And you deserve for me not to talk to you forever until you straighten this out. And sometimes that's how we feel within those situations. But when we look at things from a spiritual standpoint, you know, sometimes we have to be the ones who go back in and say, look, okay, I'm very hurt and upset by what happened, but I'm gonna start this conversation and let you know how I feel to give you the opportunity to make this right. And within marriage, we should be seeking to make it right. You got to ask yourself, I mean, what is it you're trying to do? I mean, is it okay to just get mad with your spouse and not be speaking for days, or not want to deal with them and just start kind of doing things on your own? And then the next thing you know, you're living separate lives. You know, that doesn't make sense to me. It should be that whenever there are issues on the table like that, we have to come to the table and get this fixed. We have to get this fixed. It has to get back on track. And within these situations, grace is the key. Grace is the key thing. If Jesus did not have grace on us, where would we be? You know, I look at the woman who was caught in adultery. When that happened, the Pharisees, they were not showing any grace or mercy towards her. They brought her to him and it's like, hey, she committed this sin. And you know, Moses said that when somebody does this, we should stone such a person. What do you say? So they weren't focused on forgiveness. They weren't focused on redemption. They weren't focused on grace. They were focused on condemning someone of their sin. And as you saw, Jesus, he showed her grace. He said, he who was without sin cast the first stone. He pointed out their hypocrisy to them. And then he turned back to her and said, hey, where are the people who were condemning you? And he like, anyone left condemning you? She like, no, my Lord. And he was like, okay, I don't condemn you either. But then he told her, go and sin no more. He did call it out that what she did was wrong, but he said, go and don't do it anymore. So by him showing her grace, I really wonder how that affected her life. I really wonder that by him showing her that grace when they wanted to kill her. I know once she got back home, she was thinking like, oh my God, I just knew that was it. I just knew they were going to take me to him. He was going to side with them and they were going to stone me to death. So I just knew I was going to die today. But he didn't do that. He didn't side with them. He didn't condemn me. He showed me grace. He gave me another opportunity to get it right. So maybe I don't need to live like this anymore. I shouldn't be doing things like this. I'm a married woman. I need to get my life on track. I'm going to start fresh. Because by law, I should have been stoned to death. But Jesus said no. He didn't let them condemn me, and he didn't condemn me, and he gave me another chance to get it right. And I don't know about you, but that feels really good within marriage. It feels really good when certain things happen and my wife shows me some love rather than going off on me, going what I call teetotally off, you know, because something has happened and she's upset about something and I'm guilty. I didn't, you know, there are situations where, hey, I didn't do it on purpose. Hey, I forgot to do this. Hey, I wasn't paying attention to it. Hey, I didn't think it was that big of a deal. Whatever it was, she showed me love and grace within that. We sat down. She talked to me about that issue and she told me how she felt about it. And we were able to make peace. I was able to let her know, well, babe, you know what? Like I said, I didn't do it on purpose, or I didn't look at it that way, or I really didn't think you know, that it was that big of a deal. But I understand now, and I will make sure from now on, I'm going to do my best to make sure that we don't end up in this place again. And so, but, you know, because she showed me that grace, we were able to have a conversation. She didn't just come at me and go off and then it ended there, but she talked to me. And so next time around, when she was on the other side of it, I remember that. And now I'm doing the same thing. Hey, instead of going off, let me sit down and talk to her. Let me let her know what I'm feeling and what I'm thinking. And then we can come together and work this out. And that's what we do. And so I just hope that this was helpful and that you start looking at your situation a little differently within your marriage and just really take the time to, control your emotions and just calmly talk things out. Show your spouse that love that you want within those situations as well. And remember, above all, God shows us that grace every single day. And if God is showing us that grace every single day, shouldn't we be showing that grace to one another? Because he shows how much he loves us by forgiving us of our sins and giving us a chance to get it right. And that's what we should be doing daily within our marriages, because it keeps us close, it keeps the love strong, and it keeps us walking that line together that we will get to the promised land on one accord. Amen. Amen. So that's all I have for today. My name is Carrie Braggs, and I will see you on the next episode of Our Legacy Marriages. Take care.
God made you just for me, and me just for you. It's plain to see. He said bond and marriage start a family. That's why he made you just for me. God made you just for me, and me just for you. It's plain to see. He said bond and marriage start a family. That's why he made you just for me. Now God created all.